Friends, rejoice and sing. Be not in the least cast down. Cheerful tidings here I bring, a famous Londonderry town. May the heavens still be praised, wretched Romans hand their will. Though false rumors they have raised, yet we have Londonderry still. Thrice renowned Major Kirk, that right valiant soldier brave, having undertook this work, the Irish ne'er shall him outbrave. Nor the Frenchmen in that land, for they'll fall with the dear choice by the warlike armed band, when once he takes the field, brave boys. Since he bid this land adieu, for the making papists bow, many troubles he went through, but the greater is his honor now. First, when the renowned fleet had not long been under sail, but they with cross winds did meet, and had not one sweet pleasant gale. But heaven their distress beheld, so that this mercy they did find, that soon these swelling sheets was filled with the most prosperous gale of wind. Now when they arrived at last to the river of the town, they beheld all blocked up fast, but Kirk soon beat their cannon down. Here in brief I do report nothing more than what is true. He beat down their battering fort, and likewise took their cannon too. Valiant Kirk with all his train did behave themselves so well, that some 100 Teagues were slain, his cannons rung their passing bell. Though the French and Teagues contrived for to run brave Walker down, valiant Kirk, he is arrived at famous Londonderry town. When those poor besieged souls saw the succor and relief, then this did straightways expiate their dark and dismal clouds of grief. The brave Major General took stout Walker by the hand, saying, though thy strength be small, here soon will come an armed band. Sound the trumpet, beat the drum, we this kingdom will restore. There's an army soon will come of 30,000 men and more. Gold which he did with him bring was gave to the soldiers free as a present from the king for their undaunted loyalty. Now their joys did then abound, no dejected soul was seen, but with knees bowed to the ground, each drank a health to king and queen. And most heartily they pray for King William, whom they own,